Hey, Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Corey. I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
Not bad.
Not bad. I heard the little ones in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. You're already at the house with the
Friday.
kids. Your Friday's
Yeah.
started off to a bad foot.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kidding. I love my kids. I just joke around like that.
Yeah, always I get it.
My name's John. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing. She wanted me to apply a new in business credit. Said you were only in business for like a year and a half. Did she do a good job of kind of like explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, if they pop up, just fire them at me. The major benefit to you really is the listing being available. You know, everything that we do is kind of based around having that placement because 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from that section. We only have that one. There's three guys that show. Have you ever seen that before? Like the three guys that show up next to the map if you look up epoxy flooring?
Yeah. I haven't looked for a while, but yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about listing you. So there's a – okay, let me see.
It's like the Google My Business listing. That's what you're talking about, right?
Well, yeah. So what we do is we actually get into the back end of that Google My Business profile that you have. We want to make sure it's verified first. Have you done that yet?
I think so.
Yeah, with, there's
for a long time.
Yeah, it's like a three-step. Here, I can actually check in our system. It's got to sit up. Give me 1 second here. Yeah, because what they do is they usually send you a postcard in the mail, and then they'll have you send in some pictures to verify the listing. So they'll ask you to send in, like, license, insurance, photo or video of the workplace, work vehicle, license plate, things like that. Usually you'd remember it, especially because the video call, too. They have you kind of, like, show your address and that you're actually out there. Website looks good.
Yeah, I think I did it so long ago.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason it's not pulling in here.
Because I get lots of calls from Google My Business already, so.
Yeah. Well, the Google My Business profile is free, and you could verify yourself for free. What we do with our service is we actually get into the back end, and then as a Google partner, there's a programming that we'll do that'll actually move you up to the first page of the search results for the services you provide. So that way people who are looking up like epoxy floor coating or concrete overlays, concrete restoration, any of the services you provide, they'll be able to see you. Because right now you're only going to be findable if you look up your business name, but right now I'm trying to find your Google business profile. Here it is. Okay. 48 Google reviews at Lehigh.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. 1025 North 200 East.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you still at that address?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing some other listings that are showing a different address than Ballycrest Way in Bluffdale. They're going to, okay, we got to fix that. So you're not at that address at all, that 1025 North 200 East?
No, not anymore.
Okay, because that will get suspended, especially if it's somebody's residence or the address doesn't match up with your other listings and number. Dang, okay. But that's easy, so name, address, and phone number cleanup. I just want to make sure even the number's different. Okay. Do you still have that 801-760?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the number rings, so.
Okay, it's just a Google tracking number?
Yeah.
Okay. Website's good. Is this like a franchise website, or did you have somebody do a really good job on it? 2022.
No, it's been made a while back.
Okay, Corey. And then the website has a different phone number, too. Just at the bottom, though, at the top, it matches up with the Google Business Profile. So that's good. At least for quotes, it says. All right. Well, I'll definitely be able to get that fixed. But, yeah, to answer your question in layman's terms, like the simplest form, we get into the back end of the Google Business Profile, and then we do the programming so that you show up as the top option. You can only have three guys having Google Partner, Google Places placement at a time per area, per industry. So the reason we're reaching out to you is because we have a spot available, and you meet the category that we're actively looking to fill. They kind of put you on a qualified candidates list here. But we don't just put you on Google. We've been in business for 20 years as a premier Google partner. So the idea here is to use all the tools in our 20 years experience to get you as many job opportunities as possible each month. I mean, it's a month-to-month service. So really our goal in being a Google partner is to help you make money so that way you keep using Google advertising. There's no other way to put it. Yeah, so... there's other directories like Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, the Apple and Safari search engine. They all pull from the Google top three guys right there for Google Places for their recommendations. So it's not going to just be Google. I mean, no matter how they search on the internet, you're going to be able to see you as a top recommended option because of that verification and that optimization that you'll have. And then obviously they got to be within 40 miles of you, your street address. We will have to re-pin verify you just because of the old address up there. We have to update it. So they'll send you that postcard in the mail again, but you shouldn't have to jump through the loops as far as the video and everything. It's just a form you can fill out, and we'll get it fixed for you. We also do Facebook advertising, Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack, just to name a few of the directories. So you have about 10 different ways of generating leads. This package, it doesn't require any kind of contract. And it also doesn't have any kind of lead fee or click fee or call fee popping up on you like you would see with the Home Advisor by Angie's or Houzz. We actually just list you independently on all these platforms and run ads, so the calls would come directly to you, Corey. There's no, like, third-party middleman intercepting the calls or selling it to your competitors. You just talk to the customers live.
Gotcha.
Okay. As far as costs, so usually for this package we charge $4.99 month to month, but it usually includes a website too. You already have the website, and then Tara asked me to apply this new in business credit. So if I apply the new in business credit, I can actually get the rate down to just $249. It's about a 50% price reduction, and then I could lock you in at that discounted pricing structure, so you'll actually keep that rate for as long as you're with us. I won't go up or change on you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And how many, like, calls or leads can I expect, roughly?
Okay, give me one second here. So let's go 40-mile radius around Bluffdale. You ever heard of Google Analytics before?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have the analytics system here. Right? So let me just epoxy floor coatings. Obviously, I can't guarantee you a certain amount of clients from putting you up there. Google doesn't let us do that. Yeah, but
I just wanted to know, like,
the searches, right?
The search. All of their searches. Or...
Okay. I got you. Okay. So Rad Concrete Coatings and Invixis Epoxy Coatings. These guys are in your service area, so can see what kind of calls they're generating. It's telling me search-wise, within the 40-mile radius around Bluffdale, there was 1,218 searches for epoxy floor coating in the last 30 days. I'm not saying that you'll get that many calls, but what I'm trying to do right now is actually look at, like, your local competitors, Rad Concrete Coatings and Invictus Epoxy Coatings, and see what their call volume is looking like instead of just the search volume. Because sometimes people search like 3-4 times over before they actually pick somebody. But, I mean, we are putting you where 90% of people make their decision, though. So you're in a pretty good spot. I mean, if we can't get you a consistent flow of calls, then there's just not a consistent flow of calls and job opportunities in your area. But it looks like Rad... Oh, sorry, go ahead. Oh, I was saying... Rad, in the last 30 days, averaged 3 calls a day from his Google Places placement. But you were asking how big of an area does it cover? Oh, and that's, and by the way, so those three calls are just for epoxy floor coatings, by the way. So, like, we list you for 15 keywords. We'll have you up there for your other services, too, not just epoxy floor coating. But typically a Google Place displacement can cover up to 40 miles from where you receive your PIN verification letter. So it'll be for, like, your center location will be your Bluffdale address where they send that postcard, or they're going to send a new postcard because your old Google business profile has that old address on it.
That's not going to, like, mess anything up, is it? Like, switching
no.
A new address?
No. That's what I was going to say, too, because I would be really concerned about that, too, if I was you, because all the reviews you've already built up.
Because I tried to, like, make a new profile.
Oh, no, don't do that. That'll delete the old one. If there's duplicates, they'll end up deleting the old one and just assuming that the new one has all the up-to-date information. You shouldn't do that.
Well, I made it under a different name. It was under a different name before.
But,
and
yeah.
I made a new one under a new name, and then they sent me, like, the letter or whatever, and then they tried to make me do the video, and I submitted the video. And it wasn't, they didn't ever, like, approved it. So I just want to make sure I'm not.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, because the AI is very sensitive. And so the thing about working with us as a Google partner is you have human beings looking at it. They're not just pushing all your stuff through the machine. But the machine, it's like if it picks up anything different or even the same, like two listings matching up that have, like, the same name, address, phone number, or website, they won't approve it. They'll end up suspending the listings. So that's why the first thing I was telling you is, like, hey, this old address, it's really important that we actually update the address on that and change it, because if somebody registers another business or does something Google verification related at that other address, your current listing's just going to get suspended because it looks like we're giving people false information, you know? But the short answer is you don't have to worry about your reviews or anything disappearing. We'll be able to do the name, address, phone number, website audit, and cleanup. You know, it's no extra cost to you. It's just a part of our service. We need to do that in order to be successful and have you placed properly anyway.
Okay.
So we'll get it cleaned up for you. I mean, if you look at, you know, the people you see on page one and your competitors in your area, these guys, they're not doing this stuff themselves. You know, they have a company or a team like us that's in there, you know, helping them achieve their goals. So we'll get in there and make sure that this stuff's all cleaned up, put you in position to get a consistent flow of clients, and then, you know, hopefully earn your business long term so you keep using us month in and month out.
Gotcha. Let me think about it for till Monday, and you can give me a call back on Monday, and I'll let you know for something I want to do.
Gotcha. So, like, the major benefit to you in all this, and that's what I was trying to tell you in the beginning of the call too, everything revolves around that first page placement. Like, if we don't have that first page placement available, then we don't even call out. So we have to actually have a spot available in epoxy floor coatings, like, as a category, and in your area that you're going to be PIN verified in order to list you. It's kind of like a digital billboard. Yeah. Like, if you see the guys that are there now, it's like Rad Epoxy Designs, who is the reason why you have a position available right now to place Epoxy Genius, by the way. Those are the guys that are going to be leaving the first page. And then you have Invictus. And so, yeah, we're basically just going down a list of you guys. Like, my reps, like Tara, they're in, like, a boiler room, and they just kind of call out through the qualified candidates list until we fill the position. But obviously, you've been doing this.
And it's month to month.
Yeah, it's $249 month to month, no long-term contract or commitment. And then you'd keep that discounted price, too, by the way. So I'm locking you in. It's not ever going to go back up or change on you later.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, you're going to love it, and especially cleaning these things up. And then once we have you up and running properly, you'll probably cancel Home Advisor by Angie's. I just noticed you have that.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, those guys get their leads from Google, so they're just reselling you leads they're getting off of Google. We'll put you in position to have people calling you directly, so you'll get more job opportunities, and you won't have a lead fee for everyone, whether you get it or not.
Cool.
All right, so... All right, so I'm going to just verify. I'm looking for any other discrepancies on this Google Business profile, so I just want to make sure everything's up to date and accurate. This 14584 Valley Crest Way is the right address?
Yeah, so it's at my house. I don't have an office. Does that matter?
No, it doesn't matter, but it's good that you tell me that. So I know you got the kids in the background there, too. I'll hide the street address for you, and I'll deactivate all turn-by-turn directions so you don't have to worry about anybody seeing the actual street address or turning up there, but Google will still display your city, state, and zip. Is that okay? Okay.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I just don't want,
Yeah, I know. I got little ones too, man. And I'm pro Second Amendment, so I'm not trying to put myself in any kind of position. You know, I don't play around with my kids. Yeah. It's the only thing. Alright, so. This old address, unverify. Okay. I'll send you a Google verification form right now. We're just going to bypass the whole, well, actually, I have to mail you. Okay, but we should be able to bypass the video portion of it. What's your last name, Corey?
Roysum, R-O-I-S-U-M.
Okay. And what's your business email address? I'm going to send everything in writing and a receipt.
Corey. Corey, K-O-R-Y. At epoxygenius.com.
Epoxygenius.com. Okay. And the phone number we're on right now, the 801-259-8771, is that the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
No. Use the one that's on the Google My Business Profile.
Business Profile. Okay, gotcha. So leave this the same. 760-5208. All right, and you want me to just save this number in case I need to get a hold of you or, like, pertaining to your account with us?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Save. Okay. Address is updated. Hidden. Okay, good. Please notify client that PIN verification may take... Okay, so it says your PIN verification letter is going to take about anywhere from 4 to 7 business days to receive. So it's Friday. So maybe Thursday, Friday next week? It'll be in the mail.
For what?
Same process. The PIN verification, so there's like that little 5-digit number on the back of the postcard that we need from you. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there. Okay. All right, and then hours of operation, everything are the same?
Yeah. So this will go like all the way up to Salt Lake and stuff, or?
Let me see from your PIN. So Bluffton to Salt Lake, Bluffdale to Salt Lake. What the hell?
Is it like a radius?
Yeah. Yeah, it goes up to 40 miles. It says that Salt Lake's only 22. From you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my guys' website, localsplash.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the service that I'm getting? I see your services like local SEO, Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, My Business, Business Profile. Like what's the service that I'm getting out of these?
Yeah. So if you go to here, let me send you the actual like pricing page so you can get the full breakdown. Has to be the pricing page for Utah. 1 second. Okay, where'd it go? It's going to have a bunch of those things, though. It's a package that I put you on. So it's not just like one or two of those features that we're doing for you. We're basically giving you all our products and features with the exception of Google Ads and Google Guarantee. Because those are pay-per-lead and pay-per-click. Those are the ones that show up at the top, say sponsored and Google Guarantee next to them. We could do that for you too, but it's going to make the price go way up. I just think right now it's not necessary, until we get in there and evaluate it and see how you do with the 40 miles. But, you know, some business owners never progress past that. Then there's other guys that have like a bunch of crews and people that they could keep busy consistently. And that's where you start seeing those numbers of people spending like thousands of dollars a month on their marketing, you know? So I only recommend
Google Ads.
Well, the starting minimum Yeah, so you have to have a local listing like this first, and then obviously you already have that, but we're going to have to clean up your GBP and everything. And then they have a starting budget of 300 for ads, and then it can go up to like infinity. It just kind of depends on what the ground is that you're trying to cover, and then the area and industry. Same thing with Google Guarantee.
So
they have like
300 is the management fee or the ad spend?
No, that's management and ad spend combined. That's the minimum. We're partnered with Google, so there's not much management that you'll have to pay. They actually take care of the management. They want professionals to manage it for you rather than you try to do it yourself or spend a bunch of time on it driving yourself crazy.
I want to know how much goes to you guys and how much goes to ads out of that.
Okay, here, let me give you exact.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, they're saying 15%. They would take 15%. So, $45 of the 300. So, you get 265 in ad spend. Or 255. Sorry, 255.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good enough.
Yeah. And then, let me see here. Okay. All right, so I got your Google. Did you get the pricing page?
Did you text it to me?
Yeah, I sent it to this 259-8771.
Okay, one second.
So the very last package down, not the one that says Premier, the ones that say Premier have Google Ads in it too, Corey. So those ones are local plus Google Ads. So you'll see bigger numbers for those. But the one that's just traditional Platinum, it's at the very bottom. It's actually advertised at $5.99. And then there's a $2.99 setup fee. So I'm getting you that package with all the products and features for just $2.49. And then I waive the setup fee for you.
Okay, one sec.
Yeah, we already had the setup fee waived, though. That's nothing, like, in particular to you. More so the new in business credit was what's getting the pricing down that much, and then us not having to build the My Site or website, since you already have one, allowed me to get the rate down.
Okay.
Yeah, and we send you everything in writing, too.
Which one is it?
All the way down?
Yeah.
To the bottom, you see there's like our Premier Google Partner badge, and then you'll see six packages. So it's the last package down. It says Platinum, and it has a little ribbon around it. It says Most Popular.
Gotcha. You guys run Facebook ads in this too?
Yep, exactly. So that's what I was telling you. It's not just the first page placement on Google. It all revolves around that, though. Like, we don't even call out unless we have Google Places placement available. And then, you know, we find guys where it's like, hey, I don't have a website. Hey, I want to do this. You guys help me with Yelp. So instead of us, you know, going, no, you know, go ahead and have 100 different bills floating around. We actually will get in there and help you. Yeah, so this should cover all your bases online with the exception of what you already are using, like with your website and then your Home Advisor by Angie's. If you want to continue to work with those, that's at your own discretion. But the idea here is to kind of be like a one-stop shop for you and make sure everything is up and running and working properly. Like I said, we want to get you as many job opportunities as we can each month, so that way you don't have a problem sticking with us.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing right now, too, by the way. So you'll have that while I have you on the line. And then you got to sign off on the service agreement. So it'll document that you're getting everything in that Platinum package for just the $249 price. All right. So before I get any kind of payment from you, I want to just schedule your client interview just to customize your campaign. Usually a client interview takes about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. Is there a time later today we can circle back with you?
It's not a good day.
Not, yeah, I can hear the kids in the back. All right.
stuff going on today, so.
No worries. I just want to make sure we get you the spot and get you your paperwork, so that way it's yours. You could always work on the verification form and stuff over the weekend, but the client interview is more just about going over your keywords and then the service area. But we have Mountain Standard Time anytime between 8 a.m. up until 5 p.m. on Monday, with the exception of 1 to 2. What works best for you?
Let's just do 8 a.m.
8 a.m.? Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to the appointment, and then we will set up an automated text message reminder 1 hour before. If anything pops up or changes or you can't make it, Corey, you could always send me a text directly, or you can call in. We have 24/7 customer service over the weekend, too, so don't hesitate if you need help. All right.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right. Let me just get this slot for you. Boom. Okay. Corey at epoxygenius.com. Send invitation. Save. Boom. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Do you want to send me a link and I can pay you?
No, not on the first one. The first one, we just do it over the phone, and then you have an account dashboard and tracking system moving forward. So any modifications you want to make or updates you want to make to your billing, you could actually just log into your tracking system and do it manually in the billing section. But right now you don't have that, so I'm just going to manually put it in, process the first one for you, and then it'll send everything out to you automatically while I have you on the line here.
Okay. Give me one sec.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get to choose and customize the services?
Yes. Yeah, that's what the client interview is all about. But anytime, like, so in the client interview, you're going to set up your first 15 keywords or phrases that you want to be found for. But if you ever want to change them, you have the ability to do that through your account management team here. You'll also notice, like, your tracking system is hooked up to the Google Analytics. So you can go in there, too, at any time and kind of monitor the trends based on the services you offer. And if you ever want to swap it out, you just let us know, and then we ask you to give us 24 hours to see the change happen.
Okay, sounds good. You ready?
I'm ready.
Part number?
Yep.
3779.
3779. This is American Express?
Yeah.
Okay, one second here. Oh, is your billing address updated on this card?
Yeah.
It's the Bluffdale?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, go ahead. 3779.
878-273-243-62-001.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
329.
And then there's a 4-digit code on the front, it's saying.
Yeah, 7791.
All right, bear with me for a moment here. I'm just going to process this and then get you the receipt and everything in writing. So we're going to allot $100 of the $249 price directly into Facebook ads.
Sounds good.
Yeah. That usually, the way we like to do it is usually get the Facebook up and running pretty quickly, because sometimes the Google verification's a pain in the butt. They said it takes like 4 to 7 days for you to get it in the mail. So in the meantime, though, we can have that. Yeah, exactly. We can have that up and running, kind of supplement.
How do they come in, though?
Oh, they could call you live. We don't use any kind of, like, tracking numbers or press one dialer unless you request it.
Lead form?
There is, yeah. So on your ad, we could set it up as a lead form. So it's its own customized ad. So we'll do, like, a biweekly posting on the ad. These ads are different than Google. I mean, they're obviously still search ads, but they're also remarketing ads. So if anybody's looked up a service you provide in the last 48 hours and they're still within that, it goes up to 50-mile radius on Facebook, you actually pop up to them. I don't know if you've ever seen, like, those little pop-ups. So we'll create and customize that ad, and then they'll text it to you. And then obviously you have to give approval on the ad before it's, like, launched and ran. But we could set the ad up to have like a form to contact me or have them kind of fill out time slots with you. It's really at your own discretion. There's various different ways to set it up.
Yeah, gotcha.
We'll walk you through it.
So how do I receive the leads? Just, you'll tell me that in the interview?
Yeah, they could just call you directly or fill out the form. That's what I'm saying. You'll have options on how you want it. You can kind of set it up for them to fill out the form, and then you'll get back to them, or you could set it up to, like, prompt them to contact you directly for a custom offer. You know, we're running a promotion. It just depends on how you want to run it.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yep, every business owner is different. So I just processed the payment. I want to make sure I answer that question before I hit pay. How many kids do you have?
Two.
Two, okay.
Sounds like a million, but...
Yeah, it sounds like an army. My boys are 5 and 3, so it's kind of like that at home right now. They're nuts.
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. I went through that phase. You're in it right now. Yeah.
Yep.
1-year-old's still kind of like, okay, they still semi or wherever you leave them.
Yeah.
3-year-old's all over the place, though. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Crazy.
I wish I could tell you it gets easier, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they lied to me. They're like, oh, you know, it's going to get easier. You know, the hardest part is when they're a little baby. I'm like, no, that's the easiest part. You know, you could just set them down. They can't even move. Yeah. They just get more and more difficult as they get older. My son started asking me crazy questions.
Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's okay. That's a blessing, man. You won't have to worry about it being old and lonely when you're 60 on Christmas.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
They'll come drive you nuts. All right. So you should have some text coming through. You seeing anything?
Let me look.
Okay.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So your username and password and your credentials, basically, for your tracking system are there. It looks like your subscription terms are there, too. So the outline of the agreement's there. These have all been sent to your email, too. And then there's also, where's your Google verification form? Says in process. Okay, you should get another one here in just a second with the link. And so this would be the fastest way to kind of fix your Google business profile. Do you have license, insurance, or business registration?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you should be fine then. Pretty easy. You just kind of want to round up the stuff they're requesting in that form over the weekend and send it in.
Sure.
Okay, and that'll go directly to the Google headquarters, so they should be pretty prompt about doing the updates for you. When they know that you're running an ad with us, they jump all over it. If you're not really paying for any kind of Google advertising, they kind of lollygag those ones.
Yeah.
Okay, save. Okay, account's good. Client interview's scheduled. All right, and then last thing I got to do is just walk you through a 60-second voice verification recording. This is added protection for you. This will also come to you in writing, mainly because of the discounts that I've applied. And then if I say anything as I'm walking you through this, Corey, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So on a recorded line, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Epoxy Genius.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Corey Roysom, owner.
All right, Corey. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me?
Yes.
Okay. That's an important one. Says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. You still maintain the right to refuse service to anybody, so don't feel like you got to go out to every person that calls you. But if you do see calls coming in from our company, it's obviously important are pertaining to your advertising, so definitely make sure to get back to us. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online marketing or advertising while you're using our services?
Sure.
Okay. So we're not telling you what you can and can't do there. You know, you can still do Home Advisor by Angie's or any other stuff that you're using. But, you know, what we want to avoid is duplicating any online listings, right? Like earlier you were talking about, oh, I've created another Google business profile. Sometimes if name, address, phone number, website doesn't match up, they suspend the listings, and, you know, that kind of creates a headache for us. The advertisement comes down. So before you add anything online, just double check with us and make sure you're not duplicating any of your online listings or paying for something that we're already doing for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Just to make sure we're not getting anything suspended. And then, okay, so the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am going to recommend that you try the services for 2 months when you're first signing up with us. It's a new account. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 15th, 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, I put you on a platinum package bundle, and then I've waived all setup fees on the campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement's set up to automatically renew each month on the 15th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the 15th day or before your next billing is due, so that way we could stop the automatic billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. All right, so that concludes the initial setup process. Let me go ahead and turn this off. All right. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead unless you want to work with somebody else. We have about 400 people that work here, so you'll meet some other people. I'm not the only guy you'll talk to. But if you want something done quick, you could always call me directly at this extension here, 544. It's the same as our customer service line. And then we also have 24/7 customer service available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1, and you'll actually find this number attached to every text and email that you get from our company. It's actually the same number that I'm actually texting you on now. It's our company line. That's what's on our Google business profile and everything. So if you need anything, do not hesitate to ask. You know, it's our job to get in there and make sure everything's working for you. So try to make your life a little easier there. Instead of juggling the kids, trying to do advertising, trying to do work, collect money, we'll take care of this part. Not the kids, though. The kids are still yours. I got enough of them. All right, Corey. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day and enjoy your weekend. Like I said, try to fill out that verification form, sign your subscription terms, and then we'll circle back with you 8 a.m. sharp on Monday morning.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, you have a good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, you too.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.